Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Running is a familiar image that we see in many different contexts, from athletics to the workplace. It is a symbol of effort, focus, and dedication. But what does it mean to run to win? In this devotional, we will explore this idea from both a worldly and a spiritual perspective. We will consider what it means to run to win in the context of the world's values and goals, as well as what it means to run to win in the context of God's kingdom and purposes. May this message inspire us to run with purpose, perseverance, and discipline, and to pursue the prize that truly matters, eternal life with God. Take a seat and join us as we explore the topic, running to win. Our Bible text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24 to 27.
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24 to 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore I do not run like someone running aimlessly, I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. Verse 27. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Have you ever been in a race? Whether it's a foot race, a competition in school or elsewhere. Whatever the case may be, we know that running a race takes effort, focus, and dedication. In the world's sense, running to win means striving for success or to win a prize in a competition. While in the context of the Christian faith, running to win means pursuing Christ with all our hearts and seeking to live a life that is pleasing to Him. It means living in obedience to His word and being a faithful witness of His grace and mercy. Running to win involves being willing to lay aside anything that would hinder us from fulfilling God's purposes in our lives and being fully committed to following His lead. The Bible uses the analogy of running to describe the Christian life. Running is a sport that requires endurance, discipline, and focus. The same qualities are essential for spiritual growth and maturity. From our Bible text in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 24 to 27, Apostle Paul, one of the greatest runners in the history of Christianity, wrote extensively on the subject of running. He compared the Christian life to a race, and he urged his readers to run with the same fervor and commitment that he had. In his letter to the Corinthians, he said, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." Paul used the metaphor of a race to highlight the urgency and intensity of the Christian life. He compared the prize that we are running for to a crown that will last forever, in contrast to the temporal and perishable crowns that athletes received in his time. He also emphasized the importance of training and discipline, both physical and spiritual, to be able to compete and win. Paul's exhortation to run in such a way as to get the prize implies that not all runners will win. Some will drop out, some will lose focus, and some will cheat. The same is true for the Christian life. Not all who profess faith in Christ will persevere, grow, and bear fruit. Some will fall away, some will be distracted, and some will compromise. But those who run to win, who run with endurance and purpose, will receive the prize that Christ has prepared for them. Today, as a believer, are you ready to get the prize? To get it, you must run with endurance and with purpose. Why should we run to win? What is the prize that we are running for? The answer is simple and yet profound. We are running for Christ, and the prize is Christ Himself. In Philippians chapter 3 verse 14, Paul wrote, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." The prize that we are running for is not a thing or a position, but a person. It is Christ, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is the source of all life, joy, peace, and love. He is the reason why we are running, and He is the goal that we are pursuing. Paul also mentioned another motivation for running to win, which is the reward that we will receive at the judgment seat of Christ. In his second letter to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7-8, he said, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." The crown of righteousness is a reward that will be given to those who have faithfully served Christ and obeyed his commands. It is not a badge of honor or a symbol of pride, but a token of God's grace and mercy. It is a reminder that our labor is not in vain, and that our efforts and sacrifices will be recognized and rewarded by our Lord and Savior. How do we run to win? The following points will help us in running to win. 1. Stay focused. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." We must stay focused on Jesus. He is the one who started our race, and he is the one who will finish it. We must keep our eyes fixed on him and not be distracted by the things of this world. 2. Stay disciplined. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27 says, "No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." We must stay disciplined in our race. We must discipline our bodies, our minds, and our hearts. We must discipline ourselves to say no to sin and to say yes to God. We must discipline ourselves to run the race with all our might. 3. Stay encouraged. Hebrews chapter 10 verses 24-25 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." We must stay encouraged in our race. We need to encourage one another and be encouraged by others. We must not give up meeting together and spurring one another on. In conclusion, running to win is not an easy task, but it is worth it. The prize we are running for is eternal, and we cannot afford to miss it. We must run with purpose, perseverance, and discipline. We must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and encourage one another along the way. Let us run to win and finish strong. Let us hear the words of Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7-8. "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me but also to all who have longed for his appearing." May we all run to win and receive the crown of righteousness on that day. As you consider the idea of running to win, take a moment to reflect on your own life. Are you running with purpose, perseverance, and discipline? Are you staying focused on Jesus and encouraging others along the way? What are some hindrances that are slowing you down in your race? And what are some practical steps you can take to stay encouraged and stay on track? Spend some time today in prayer and ask the Lord to help you run to win and finish strong. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the race you have set before us, and for the ultimate prize of eternal life with you. We ask for your help as we run to win. Help us to run with purpose, perseverance, and discipline. May we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and be encouraged by our brothers and sisters in Christ. Show us any hindrances that may be slowing us down in our race and help us to overcome them. We ask that you fill us with your strength and power to keep running and to finish strong. May we glorify you in all that we do and inspire others to run to win as well. We thank you for the grace and mercy you have given us and for the assurance of the prize that awaits us. Bless us today and grant us the grace to win in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Leviticus chapter 24 and chapter 25. And for the evening, Mark chapter 1 verse 23 to 45. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.